I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Nigeria's government's considering a bill that would criminalize ransom payments for the return of abducted schoolchildren. On paper, the government condemns the practice. However, authorities regularly exchange cash for kids, making abduction a lucrative business. Over 1,000 students have been kidnapped so far this year. President and CEO of Transworld Radio, Lauren Libby, says it's all part of a wider battle for control of Nigeria. But a new station expands TWR's reach to communities in desperate need of hope. Pray extremists will encounter Christ through TWR's broadcasts.
We're getting a number of responses from up in the Fulani tribesmen area, Boko Haram area. Usually the responses are, "We really don't appreciate you. We hope something happens to you." But you know what? They're listening.
And many Christian schools in Lebanon have classes made up mostly of Muslim children. Wissam Nasrallah of LSESD says, this isn't a problem, though. Children come to schools like Beirut Baptist School for the high-quality education, and they also get to see the love of Jesus in action.
We're committed to provide excellent education, but also Christian education to the community. And this has been a landmark of evangelical schools to serve students from all faith backgrounds, from all social classes, regardless of belief or status. This is a legacy that we have in Lebanon. It started with Protestant Presbyterian missionaries in the 19th century, Catholic missions.
These students even take classes about the Bible and attend chapels with their parents' knowledge, says Nasrallah. It all stems from the trust that Christians have built in the community. Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. MNN depends on you, our listener, for support to keep bringing you the news and helping you find your place in the story of the Great Commission. So would you consider joining us today? Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.